This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Polls have closed in Pakistan. The turnout appears to have been low because of widespread fear of violence. 50 people died on Saturday when a suicide bomber rammed a car filled with explosives into a crowd of supporters of the late opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. And today, militants set off bombs at several polling stations around the country. We're joined now by two NPR correspondents in Pakistan. Jackie Northam is in Islamabad, and Philip Reeves is at a polling station at a school in Lahore. And Phil, let's start with you. Did the turnout seem low to you as you watched it today?
Yes, indeed it did. At the school that I'm at, there are four polling stations, and the figures I've received after polls closed was that 23% of women voted, and the turnout for men was 37%. Traditionally in Pakistan, turnouts in elections are low, but it does seem as if fears about personal safety have been a factor here.
Although there were thousands of police and also soldiers apparently there to protect people.
Yes, at this station there have been both police and soldiers in significant numbers. But when I spoke with voters as they came and went today, a number of them, especially women, did express concern about their safety in these elections.
Now, I gather you talked to one angry young voter today. Tell us about him.
Yes, his name is Imran Khalid. He has a cousin who was running in the provincial assembly elections for the Punjab. And overnight in Lahore, his cousin was shot dead along with several of his associates. And Imran Khalid told me that his mother begged him not to go and vote. But he feels he's very strongly anti-Musharraf. And he said that he felt he had to vote and he came here to vote to show his opposition to Musharraf. And he said afterwards that he thinks the vote today, this is just his view, there are some Musharraf supporters has been voting also, but his view was that the opposition to Musharraf would get such a large vote that President Musharraf would have to leave office.
Musharraf, if he is not decided to go, people push him back. And after this election, after today, if the election is not going to be fair, tomorrow you will see 100 millions of protest by the public of Pakistan against Musharraf. You can see it.
That from a voter in Lahore. And Jackie, you visited voting centers in other parts of the country, including the town of Rawalpindi, where Benazir Bhutto was killed in December. What's the mood there?
Well, similar to what Phil found in his area, voter turnout appeared to be very low, in large part because of the security. The other factor, though, is there's a resignation that the outcome of the elections are predetermined. In other words, there's a widespread perception that the votes are going to be rigged in favor of President Pervez Musharraf's party. I spoke with a man named Hamid Abbasi, and he's a mayor of a region in Rawalpindi. And he said if it appears there is vote rigging, then there are going to be protests.
People don't want to come out. This is a total fake election. I know that after the election, people have come out. I know people come out. People are fed up, totally fed up.
Last week, Renee, President Musharraf delivered a bit of an ominous warning on national television. He said that any widespread protests over the election results would not be tolerated.
So that official has concerns about fraud. What did voters tell you today about security? Were many concerned about their safety?
Yes, many people that I spoke with in Rawalpindi said they were worried about security. And this seemed to be the main issue in deciding how they were going to vote. It was more important to them than the economy or rising prices or education. And it's not really surprising. There have been a number of suicide bombings in Rawalpindi, including the one that took the life of Benazir Bhutto. Election officials said security concerns were really keeping a lot of people away from the polling booths in Rawalpindi, particularly women.
And you visited a small village outside of Islamabad. What about there? Was security a big issue there, or other things mattered to them?
Well, this is a small village of about 6,000 people. It's called Sedpur, and it's right next to Islamabad. And unlike Rawalpindi, security wasn't an issue here. It's been fairly peaceful there. What it was it was a local issue. This town bumps right up against Islamabad. Islamabad is growing, and there's a real fear among the people there that the government is going to try and do a land grab, or developers are going to try and do a land grab. And so, again, their issues are much more local. It's local politics. So it isn't security there. It's something much different.
Well, thank you both very much. NPR's Jackie Northam in Islamabad and NPR's Philip Reeves at a polling station at a school in Lahore. Pakistan's elections could have far-reaching implications for the U.S. and the struggle against terrorism. You can read about how Washington views the Pakistani vote at npr.org.